This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for October 12th, episode 1275, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
That's right. Happy Monday, everybody. Glenn, are you ready?
For what?
I guess you're not ready if you're not even here.
What am I ready for? Where am I going? What am I
doing? You're going here. You're going to be at my house next week.
No, not next week. 2 weeks.
Let's see. No, it's Monday, and you're going to be here next Friday. Friday after next.
Oh, that's true.
So that's next week.
Which is why we worked all weekend this weekend trying to get ready to come out to your place.
Jennifer, are you there? Can you talk to me for a second?
What's up?
Have you helped your husband make any of the plans?
Oh no, she never helps me make trip plans.
No.
I have to do the trip planning.
Glenn, are you done? Like, there's you're going to be gone for a long time. Like, there's a lot of places to stay. There's going to be like rental cars needed. There's a lot of stuff you need to do. I feel like
No, I'm the one that's good at it. If I let Jennifer do it, we'd be walking.
You get there, you'd be like,
here's how it goes. Glenn's really, really good at making all those plans. He gets the reservations done in advance. He puts it on his little app on his telephone. What he forgets about is what day we leave. That's the hard part.
I do have it all on my phone. I have this app called Trip Case. And everything's in there, and all the flights, all the hotels. I even put your house as a hotel. So I expect that five-star dining that we usually get everywhere else. So I'm just saying.
Let me run something by you.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, you're kind of the biggest geek in the world for having your phone as, like, you have an app for your travel plans.
Everything's in there, yes.
And my husband's, like, a total nerd because he does all the travel plans, and he carries a folder with, like, all the information. But I'm starting to think his is a little smarter. Glenn, what happens if you, like, drop your phone in a toilet?
I have the folder, too. See, I have both.
Oh!
The phone and the folder with everything printed out.
Because that would be me. Where your wife,
sink,
you got you. I would drop the phone in the toilet on the airplane on the way here because it would be my back pocket and I'd pull my pants down and everything would be gone. I'd land in wherever I'm going to land. I don't even know because it's in my phone because it's in the toilet. I would land somewhere and be like, what do I do now? I don't know. That is me. That is what I would do. So I'm glad that you're organized. I'm glad you've made plans. Just I'm a little worried sick about you, but
We'll get there. We will arrive at your house, I promise. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks from today, we'll be doing the show from your house.
Okay,
Breeders' Cup preview.
I know. It's going to be amazing. And I did think that just to give you guys a little something to talk about on Monday morning after spending the weekend with me, we have some plans arranged. Should I tell them about our plan now or should we? You know what? I'll give you guys a taste. I'm going to do something that you, Jennifer, you have to do it. Jennifer, you promised me right now you're going to try it.
Oh, no.
Does it involve jumping out of anything?
Nope.
Does it involve eating anything that comes out of the water?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope.
Does it involve getting closed into anything?
Nope. Nope, nope. Okay, see, I'm here's what's going to happen. Okay, so you both promise that you're going to try it.
Okay. If it's, if it's going on a ride in an F-16 with your husband, I'm in.
That's not going to happen. What is going to happen is I am making you guys a meal of tofu. You're eating tofu when you're here, and you both promised that you would try it. So
you know, there is a reason I had considered getting a hotel and not staying at Jamie's house. Right there it is.
I made this
because then you can say, oh, we'll see you tomorrow and leave and go out and eat.
I made this delicious tofu dinner last night, and I'm like, that's it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm making Glenn and Jennifer tofu.
Okay, I will try it if we're allowed to be honest and tell you whether we actually like it or not.
Of course you're allowed to lie and tell me you like it. I totally. Absolutely you're allowed
to
lie.
See, that's the problem with going to somebody's house for dinner.
Glenn, I would expect no less than you actually, because I actually was talking to Chad about this last night, because he never thought he would like tofu either, yet I made this delicious tofu meal last night. And he says to me, when I said, I'm going to make Jennifer and Glenn eat tofu. That is the thing. I am going to make a big old tofu dinner.
What did Chad say?
He goes, you know what? He goes, they're the kind of people that will try it and tell you they don't like it, even if they did.
That's funny.
Gross. Like, and I was like, you know, you're probably right. They might actually go, like, you know, in their head, they're going, that's not that bad. But they're going to be like, oh, this is disgusting. It's like feeding a 2-year-old.
Yes.
You know, like a 2-year-old, you can tell them it's good and then they taste it. And of course, they like it, but they have to pretend they don't.
Well, if we excuse ourselves right after and we come back 2 hours later, you'll know that. How we felt about it.
Smelling gently as French fries. When
yes, exactly.
Are you tofu virgins?
Jennifer has eaten it, right?
No, I've had tofu.
Yeah, she's had tofu. Okay. I have
so,
not.
Glenn, you are a tofu virgin. I would like for you.
Consistency just is gross.
I would like for you to maintain your tofu virginity until you get here.
Well, that won't be a problem.
Try hard.
Yeah, I'll try real hard, okay?
Okay, that'd be great.
I will try it.
I know you will because you said you would. There you go. You're stuck. Jennifer, what's on today's show?
On today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, we'll get caught up on our co-host's weekend adventures and then cover the latest in horsey headlines. Up next, we will get the skinny from Debbie and Pat Roberts on what's coming up at Flag Is Up Farm. And as is our habit, the Wacky World of Horse Station plays the last track on this least trusted day of the week. And for all of our foodies out there, happy National Gumbo Day, everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Tofu gumbo, baby. Yeah.
Tofu gumbo. Oh, God. I think your trip plans are changing. As did I forget to tell you?
It's already in your app.
My daily Winnie goes out to one of our listeners who wrote to us over the weekend. She sent me a very nice email. She listens in Sweden while feeding the horses. She has a small stud farm there outside of Stockholm, Sweden, and her name is Sarah Holm. So we're glad to have you here, Sarah. She says she tells all her friends about us, and I figure the ones that listen are the ones that actually can speak English. So... any of Sarah's friends that are listening today, hello, too. We're glad to have you.
You can't just throw some sort of, I need to speak Swedish. How to say, I got to talk.
Oh, God. It's your turn, Daily Winnie. Saw that coming.
So you have to tell me, Hedge, sweetest friends. Hedge.
Hedge?
It's H-E-G. Let's see.
Yeah, there ain't no way in hell you're ever figuring out Swedish. I can tell
you. Hur mår du?
What's that?
How are you?
Okay. Hur mår du?
And then jag älskar tofu.
We're going to eat tofu?
I love tofu.
Oh. Thanks to Google Translator for
jag älskar hästar. There you go. I love horses. All you have to do is add an R to everything. Elskar has
for some reason, when they say it, it sounds prettier.
You tell me that doesn't sound beautiful? Okay.
We're going to have Sarah on the show, and she can school us.
I'm going to speak Swedish for the rest of the day.
Just add an R to everything.
The day R.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Swedish people. Hit the. Oh, did you already play the number?
I did already. I was trying to get you to move on, but it didn't work.
It didn't work. Come on. Who are you talking to? Just wanted to give my daily Winnie to three guys that we're staring at right now. And that is American Pharoah, Beholder, of course, the girl, and Keen Ice all just did their final preparation workouts for the Breeders' Cup Classic. I'm so excited about the Breeders' Cup. It might not be their final workouts. Maybe they'll have another one. But American Pharoah and Beholder were both at Santa Anita, and they both did their workouts. Both of them looked amazing. I can post a video online if you would like. But it happened this past weekend. They're just looking really, really good, and it's going to be a Breeders' Cup Classic to go down in history. Just saying.
There we go. Hey, a couple things before we get, we have a Winnie that one of our listeners sent in, and Robin also did an Ask the Non-Horse Person segment for us and sent that sound file over.
Yes.
So we'll get to listen to that. Love those. Well, I also wanted to mention there's two calendars that are in the works. One is Robin is leading it along with all the auditors. They are putting together a best of bad trailers from Craigslist calendar for next year. So I think we'll be hearing more about that, and you'll have the opportunity to buy those, and the listeners are putting that together. Also, I don't know how they're going to, by the way, pick 12 trailers out of that.
No, see, here's what you can do, because there's so many good ones. You can do like 4 or 5 on each page.
Oh, yeah, you could. You can make a collage.
You got to do a collage.
Yeah.
Shutterfly it. That's the way to do it.
Well, and also there's another calendar being put together by Timothy, who does the Horse Hubby episode once a month with us here. And if your husbands aren't involved or aren't on the Horse Hubby group on Facebook, it's just called Horse Hubby. They can go join there if they are Horse Hubby. And he's putting together the Horse Hubby calendar contest. And he's asking for submissions now for pictures of your horse hubbies to be submitted so that he's going to pick 12 of them out and put a calendar together for 2016. So that is the one other thing that's going on over at Horse Hubby.
Question.
Yes.
Do they want like horse husband photos where like my husband is shirtless and cleaning a hoof? Or is it like he's leading my horse around, or do they want like a boudoir photo of my husband? I mean, give me some boundaries here. If you want photos of my husband, I need direction.
I'm reading, and there doesn't seem to be any boundaries. I don't think he's looking for the shirtless wonders. I think this is horse husbands in action. Aaron says, you most certainly have a trove of outstanding, awe-inspiring, and hilarious action shots. So it's horse husbands doing things that they're a little out of their league would probably be what he's looking for. Like touching a horse or leading one. It's just anything with a horse would be good.
Now, so, I just went to
sleeping
the
horse show would be another one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen all these things. Yeah. I just went to their Facebook page, Horse Hubby, on Facebook, and the cover shot is a beautiful photograph of a couple walking through the woods, and it says, "Hold your wife's hand in the tack store. Because if you let go, she'll start buying lots of things." That's where we're going with this page, people.
That's Timothy right there. That's Lisa Wallace's husband.
Yes, it is.
They had their anniversary. Happy anniversary to those guys. It was their anniversary yesterday, 2 years. And they met online, you know, they met on one of the apps. It wasn't Tinder. It was one of the other apps.
My brother met his girlfriend on Tinder, his current girlfriend.
Really?
Yep. I mean, I don't really know much about Tinder
other than it's an app. That's about all I know.
Other than he looked at her and goes, "She's hot." And she looked at him and goes, "Yeah, you know, whatever.
I'll take him."
He'll do. And they've been together for like a year.
There you go. Well, these two met on, I forget which app. He said in the show which app it was, but it was one of the apps. And I went, "Oh, somebody actually met and married off that app?" And he said, "Yeah." And it wasn't Ashley Madison either. It was one of the
I certainly hope not.
Hey, let's get to the Winnie. Allison Ball, who is from Ontario, Canada, sent this. This is her horse, Kurobe. And she said he just moved to a new barn, so he's calling out a bit more than usual. She had like 10 of these. I picked out what I thought was the best one. They were all about the same. And she also said, thanks and keep up the good work. I love you guys, Allison and Kurobe. And she, did you see the picture there? She sent us a picture of her riding on the beach.
Jealous. Yeah. Gorgeous big old bay horse on the beach. Mm.
Yep. Looks good. Now, it is Canada, so the water's probably really cold. All right, here's Kurobe. That's a pretty good win.
Oh, that's
actually
a good one. That's a good
one. Good. Oh, that has to be one of the leading contenders there for the happy birthday song.
I like it because it's like, here, play it one more time.
All right.
It's kind of like I'm in a new place. I'm interested. Is anybody out there? I'm really friendly.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I got.
Yeah. Is that what you got, Jennifer?
Yeah. Hopeful but not desperate. I like it.
That was probably better than this one.
Do you still have Chili's? That's your pony, right?
Yeah, that was my pony. Here's Chili's from Friday. That just makes me tense right there.
God, you know how often I hear
that's like
that?
Fingers on a chalkboard.
I hear that's the whinny I hear. If I go on a trail ride, it does not matter how many miles away from my property I get, I hear Chili. It's amazing. That's a horse in my barn, the border. If you saw, I just posted a picture of Lucas sitting on Chili. I should post that on the Horses in the Morning page. But he laid down on Chili's back. But it. Dear God, if you take one horse out of his vicinity, he does that the entire time we're gone. Like Chad will be like, oh, I knew you were on a trail ride when I got home because I heard Chili.
That's a desperate, just tense, just makes me nervous.
Do it again. So everybody get
Chili.
The gist.
All right, let me get back to Chili.
That's Chili.
He's about ready to bite your head off.
Oh my God. He's like the oldest, quietest paint horse in the world. But he just likes his friends. And he'll yell even if he doesn't know the horse, if it's not even in his pasture. He yells, somebody's gone.
All right. Robin did a ask a non-horse person where she asked horsey questions of a non-horse person and she taped it. So here we go. She did a couple of them. This one, there were a lot of background noise in the other two. So I picked this one out. This is the best one.
Hello, this is Robin Donahue and I am here with Amy. She is the mother of my girl's friend and I'm going to ask her a few questions. What is a snaffle?
Something your husband does?
These are all horse related.
No clue.
Okay. Where on a horse do you think a kimberwick is used?
On the head.
Oh, she got that right.
What is a flying change?
Something you change while you're riding them.
Good answer. You are answering the best so far. What does it mean to clean a sheath?
You brush their back after their saddle's off.
Okay. Where do you think a fetlock is on a horse?
That sounds dirty.
It does kind of.
Around the front hind legs.
Okay. What is weaving?
Braiding their hair.
Okay.
Okay.
What is a hard keeper?
Someone who's hard to listen, that doesn't pay attention.
Okay. Describe a hackamore.
No clue.
Okay, here's a driving question. What is a holdback strap?
Something that slows them up.
Okay. Where would you use a brow band?
Across their forehead.
Good answer. Yeah, wow. That's right. Spell dressage.
DRSAGUHE.
Where on a horse do you think a polo wrap is used?
around their hind ends.
Okay. Describe a lariat.
That's like a wrap them around their head. It holds them up.
The rope?
The rope, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. You were motioning and yep.
A spinny around rope.
Yep.
Spinny around rope.
Okay. What is the difference between a cinch and a girth?
A cinch probably is tighter and a girth is what they are.
Okay. And give me your best horse sound.
It sounds like chili.
Yeah, it did sound like chili. That's funny. There you go.
I like it when they answer the questions like they don't know their horse questions. I mean, I wouldn't have even reminded her because that was going in a great direction.
It was.
Something your husband does.
That sounds dirty.
That sounds dirty.
That
oh, my gosh.
That kind of sound dirty, actually.
So, and I just love that southern, that Texas accent right there.
Yeah, that's definitely what that was. Well, thank you, Robin. We appreciate
good job,
you doing
Robin.
That. If you guys want to do it, just tape it on your phone. Everybody has a smartphone, has a recorder on it, and you just email it to me, and we can put it on the show. Those
you don't need my questions. You can just, I mean, you guys are creative enough. You can make up your own questions. And besides the fact that that big rainstorm that we had, I had the question sitting on my outside table. So now it's just a big wet blob.
Oh.
So I don't have the questions anymore.
Yeah, I mean, these are pretty. I actually, for when I do my first one, I got my questions all. I have my questions. I kind of have a horse husband spin to them.
Oh, good. Okay, so, get it done then. Yes, ask your landlord. He's like a military dude.
Yeah, but he actually knows some horse stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. So that's a problem. Hey, we need a lucky update. Because, you know, a lot of people contributed toward Lucky, and he was supposed to get his mouth surgery, and then he had other problems, and now I haven't even gotten an update. I don't know what's going on. So what's up?
Well, Lucky, just so you guys know, is laying right next to my foot. He's right here. He is really probably one of the coolest dogs I've ever had the opportunity to share a home with. Seriously, Glenn, Basset Hounds are kind of notorious for following their nose and being very, very stubborn. I don't know why I love them so much. They just do, but they usually typically wander off or, you know, they smell something and they keep going. They're hounds. They're scent hounds. There is only one scent that this dog cares about, and that is mine. Where is Mama? I cannot go to the bathroom without this dog following me into the bathroom. And if I don't, he'll sit outside the door and howl. He is like infatuated with me. It's really, really cute. Sometimes annoying because he's a little slower than me. Like I like to get up and go and I'm going to run out the door. And then he wants to come out the door, but I have to stand there and hold the door open for him because he's really slow. Which leads me to the health issues at hand. Lucky, I went to a final and third place when I took my cat in, Frank. I took Lucky with me as well, and he was looked at first. And the vet, because he had that really, really bad cough, and we had taken x-rays. I'm already at that point, $900, $1,000 with the x-rays and blood work. And they thought maybe he had valley fever, and he ended up negative for valley fever. But they took these x-rays of his lungs, and they were really, really inflamed, and he had a really bad heart murmur. So I took him to the next vet when I took Frank in to kind of get another opinion. And so that vet looked at his teeth and kind of gives Lucky probably the most thorough examination that anybody had, and said, okay, you want to do this dental surgery? I said, yes. I said, you know, he goes, what's your goal with this dog? I said, my goal with this dog is to keep him happy and comfortable. He's like, is he eating? I said, yes. Is he generally, I mean, aside from just laying around all the time, is he generally happy? And I said, yes, except for the coughing. You know, he gets pretty stressed out about the coughing. And he said, well, the surgery that you want to do, he goes, he's most likely not going to survive it. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, his heart is so bad. that he's got, you know, like such a bad heart murmur. I said, well, he survived getting anesthetized for the neuter. He goes, yeah, that's 10 minutes. This surgery that will be done on this dog is probably 4 hours. He's like, so he'll be anesthetized the whole time. He goes, I don't think his heart can take it. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, it makes obvious sense that he wouldn't be able to handle that with such a bad heart murmur. And again, like I felt like this is the most thorough exam. He's like, he's got all these tumors. He's got all these issues. He said, he was like, I think you've got, you know, 6 months with this dog at max. So what he did, he goes, but I think we can prolong that by doing some other things other than the teeth. He's like, while the getting the dental done will help his heart, the anesthetizing him for that long will probably stop his heart. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So what do we do? So he has put Lucky on some heart medicine, a couple of different more pills, basically. Lucky is still getting 2 different types of antibiotics for his ears and for his teeth. And then he also has been getting antibiotics in his ears. And then he's also getting that I have to clean his ears every 2 days. And now he's on these heart pills, like Lasix. And you know, it's funny, we give horses Lasix for racing, and yet it helps with the cardiac output. So for the dog, it helps, I guess, with the cardiac output, with the beating heart. And then another thing called Vetmed, and I don't really know what it does because I'm not a small animal person, but he's on that as well. I'm hoping I can find it cheaper. And I think Walmart now carries those. So I'm going to become a Walmart shopper. But as it is now, the medication is costing like $100 a month. So let that sink in. $100 a month for medication. You know what you could do with $100 a month with your horse? Oh my gosh, a lot. So where we may not be getting the surgery at this point, the money that everybody donated obviously is saving his life for sure. And I get talking about it too much and I'll get emotional that all you people thought this was worth your money and time. Anyway, so Lucky is actually doing really, really well on the heart medication. So I actually his cough is gone. I think it was just he had such a buildup of fluid in his lungs that the Lasix kind of helps get the fluid out. Now, the sad thing is I lost my last Basset Hound because of this whole thing. And it's like there's side effects that go with this medication. And the side effects for Lasix, and my experience, was that they kind of lose control of other organs, like their kidneys, and they start to have problems with holding their, you know, having to pee all the time. And this is all problems with Lasix. But I talked to the vet about that. I said, you know, I lost my last one due to all these other failures. And he was like, well, you'll get about a year, you know, or whatever with the organs staying on Lasix, or you'll get probably about, I don't know, a couple weeks without being on the Lasix.
It's
choking and coughing all the time. You know, his lungs are going to fill up with fluid and he's going to become a drowning victim, basically. Or you give him the Lasix that pumps the fluid out of his lungs, makes his heart work better, and then you don't have all these other issues. So at this point, Lucky is on $100 a month heart medication. We are holding off on the surgery for now. For some reason, if things just really, really, I can't imagine being able to do the surgery on him. I don't want him to die in anesthesia. He's just too cool of a dog right now. And he's eating incredibly well. You guys, he has gained so much weight since he's been on the heart medication because he's finally able to, like, you know, not cough all his calories out. Basically, he was coughing so hard that he was losing weight. I just can't help but think of the poor people that dumped this dog at the shelter and did not understand what a kind and sweet animal they had in their home. He crawls in my lap and rolls over and like belly scratches. And he just, he was in the arena this weekend. I was teaching a riding lesson and I'll try to find the picture, but he's in, we were doing gymnastics and I was teaching and the kids were coming up to the gymnastic line and he just lays down in front of the first X in the line of gymnastics. And I'm like, not a good, come here, Lucky, come here. And he just kind of looks at me. It's like, what? You're right there. I see you. We're fine. I'm like, no, you don't understand. You have to move. I end up having to pick him up. He's laying flat out. I pick him up and then I move him and I put him back down on the ground and he just lays right where I put him. Like, it's like the greatest, cutest piece of furniture you've ever seen. So
I think that could make dressage more exciting, actually.
Gymnastics is jumping glad. Oh, okay. It's exciting enough with children. but anyway, so I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on all of that. And hopefully that sits well with all of you sweet people who donated. And if it doesn't, just let me know. But otherwise, I really appreciate the help. And
everybody,
thank you.
Just happy this little doggy's hanging in there and going to be around for a little while anyway.
Yeah. I love you guys. Thank you.
He'll die loved. That's the important part of this whole story.
I want to keep him around a little longer than that, so we're going to do our best.
Very good. Well, let's take a break for our sponsor for today, which is Omega Alpha Equine. And then we're going to come back and talk to good friends of ours. Debbie Laux and Pat Roberts are going to be here in just a minute. Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products. Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it. And then if they've come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca.
And thanks so much to Omega Alpha for continuing to be a sponsor of our show. We love you guys. And I've got two people on the line that I love so much, two of my favorite women on the planet. We've got Debbie Laux and Pat Roberts. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Jamie. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad to be able to talk to y'all. I miss you so much. I spent 2 weeks at the farm this summer, and I'm just dying to get back.
I want you back.
We can't wait to get you back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to go back. Hey, wait a minute. I get to go first.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah. So
you do.
I'm just pointing that out, okay?
That's right. It's you're going to be keeping my room ready, Glenn.
Okay, Pat,
is it okay if I go ahead and move in with the family? Is that all right? We didn't talk about it.
You're adopted.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I love
and
you guys.
And Thor. We get Thor too, I hope.
Listen, if you want Thor, I'll bring a whole another handful of them too. So,
okay. All right.
Oh my gosh. Well, let's start with Pat. What's been going on? We haven't talked to you in a while, and I know that your husband is out of town.
He is. He's in England. He had his first event on Saturday night, and I hear it was quite the event. Lots of interest there, lots of people. And in the meantime, back here in California, we're making plans for next year's Wild at Heart weekend, Wild at Heart. And we're looking forward to having a really fun weekend. I think we've got some dates that are tentative, but maybe we'll solidify this coming week of March 25th, 26th, and 27th. Have you heard about it?
We're definitely going to talk about it, but I want to get back to real quick, Pat, when your husband is gone, like when Monty is on the road in another country, is it like a super party? Are you like going crazy?
Are you kidding? No, not exactly. There's a lot of work even when he's not here. I mean, he takes a lot of work when he is here.
I know.
A lot of support and everything, as you know.
You know.
But when he's gone, that's when we try to get all of our little extra projects in. And we have the little extra time to, you know, to do landscaping projects. We've got a new remodeled job. We're going to do a kitchen in the school. We have some real wonderful angels that have said that they would really like us to update it and put some sinks in. And so that's a big project that we have. And then my most recent project was getting ready to go to Round Top, Texas. Have you ever heard of Round Top, Texas? Anyone?
I have not.
No, tell I haven't either.
Well, it's sort of on a triangle between Houston and San Antonio's on one side. And anyway, it's right out there and sort of in the middle. And I'm
that's
in a
nowhere.
Jury dart show that's coming up. Yeah, it is kind of like nowhere, Texas. But no, evidently it's kind of an art community, and they have a lot of some galleries there. And actually, the show that's coming up is put on by the Western Associates, and it's in the gallery at Round Top. And I've got two pieces in there that were accepted and will be juried. And one is my big steer, Abilene, the one that was the mascot of Oklahoma Heritage and Cowboy Museum. He was buried there in the 70s, and I got some wonderful archival photographs of him and did this great big old longhorn steer. He's really a character, they said, because he was a big sweet thing, but he was a giant. It was 8 feet from tip to tip on his horns, so he's a big boy. And then my other piece that's going to be in the juried show is Strutting Your Stuff, which is a really cute little filly. And so I'm kind of excited about that. I'm going to fly to Texas for the show. And so things like that keep me busy-er. And okay. I do try to get more sculpting done when Monty's gone.
I was going to say, you probably get a lot more done when he's gone. I mean, I love him. I don't know how he is just so... he's just on all the time. And I just saw you like Patton and Debbie and I would finally sit down in the evenings, and they were kind enough a couple times to invite me up, and we just sit down and just start drinking wine and, and listen to Monty. And I understand.
Well,
now,
what better thing to do in the San Ynez Valley, huh? Santa Barbara County. Yeah.
No kidding. Now, if this Round Top Texas thing, I'm going to blow your mind. My dad is actually going. So I'm going to send him.
Wow. Really?
When you said Round Top Texas, I thought, that sounds somewhat familiar to me. My dad was just talking about going to this art festival and there's sales. So I'm going to send him over to you.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That's October 24th. Yeah. Wow.
That's
cool. Please tell him. Come say hi to me.
I certainly will. And then, let's see. So now that Monty's gone and he's – are you on Skype with him, Debbie, all the time? Are you talking to him all the time? Or are you kind of like getting some more work done around the ranch too?
Well, we're monitoring the tour, and yeah, and I talked to him yesterday. He had a lot of fun on the night before in Bishop Burton, England, and he's excited about in between now he pops back to train for the Queen, and so I get to hear about all the babies and what he's starting and his crew there, and you met some of the people that actually work there with the Queen's horses. So it's you know, it's just an adrenaline rush for him the whole time. He has fun.
I'm sorry. Just in between my clinics, I'm just going to head to the Queen's place and train some horses.
Right,
whatever.
The Royal Muse.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, this time of year, he's up at Sandringham.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Which is really a great area. Yeah.
Is that where they have
a
the babies?
Ways up
that's where they
London.
Keep the babies and do the breeding
well,
and everything?
That's where the babies go. After they're born there, and the mares are kept there, and then when they're weaned, they go down to Polehampton, mm-hmm. and that's where they're handled. That's what Debbie was referring to. That Jamie met some of the girls that work with the babies down there.
That's right.
And then about in August or September of this of each year, they're all transported up to Sandringham, and that's where they're started. So that's a fun time for Monty, and it's a fun time for everyone. See how these babies are coming along and watch their personalities develop. It's just great. He loves it, and he'd do that if couldn't do anything else. He'd somehow get over there to be there to start the babies.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit about Wild at Heart, because I saw this and you guys were talking about it, and I just thought, what an absolutely fun way to spend your weekend. Tell us, Debbie, a little bit about Wild at Heart.
Well, we conceived this because we thought, well, Dad's away.
Cats, so the mice will play.
So we thought, well, it would be really fun if we got a bunch of girlfriends together and we did art and we rode horses and we drank wine, not all at the same time, but, you know, something over a weekend. And Jamie, you lived it out. So we thought, you know, there's some amazing things that go on at the farm. And when Dad's not there or the courses aren't going on, you know, we get the whole place to ourselves, but wouldn't it be fun to share? So we started toying with the idea. We've done nights of inspiration. We call them nights of inspiration. And that's when Mom and Dad are there and they do a demonstration and we have a big barbecue. And then it's just sitting around the fireplaces and telling stories at night, like about Mom and Dad and James Dean, you know, in the movie East of Eden. And fun, I mean, they have an incredible repertoire of stories from each decade, frankly. But we thought this would be a little different because Mom's artistic talent, you know, should be shared. And so, bless her heart, she's tried to share them with some of us and it doesn't work. So we're looking for more people. I can't draw a stick figure. But she makes it fun. Mom, you make it fun. So talk a little bit about how you're going to help me become an artist.
Speaking of stick figures, what I plan during the weekend is, course, we can't do a sculpture because it just takes too long. We've only got, you know, 48 hours or so. So, but I thought it would be fun to get some great big drawing tablets and some charcoal. And I can show everyone, no matter whether they've ever had any artistic ability or not,
hey,
how to put circles and lines together and get a basic horse. And give them the basic things to put down on that paper at the house, and then we'll go down to the yard, get a real horse out, and see how they put their newfound talents to work. And, you know, everybody's got a little bit of talent, whether they think they do or not. You just don't know until you get your feet wet, so to speak.
Yeah,
that's right. One of the things that we plan to do. We plan to, I'm going to give them a reining demonstration. There'll be ladies there that have not been familiar with reiners. And speaking of Bunny, my big old steel buns horse, Bunny won a buckle for me this year. We won the non-pro 5,000 cow class, and this was his first year of showing with the cows.
Ooh,
so I'm really excited.
Yeah. This is amazing. You guys are amazing. Really, you guys are a great team.
The thing about it is there's a lot of inspirational stories. And you know, when I compete against all these kids. They're all younger than me. There's nobody out
like
there
me,
as old as I am, running down through the arena 40 miles an hour, sliding and turning and doing things like that. So what we hope to do is have ladies come that will be inspired, that no matter what your age, there's always something that you can do, and there's always goals, you know, out there. And we want to inspire women to just live their lives the fullest. And there's so many ways that they can do it. But we'll give them some inspirational thoughts and projects that they can maybe build on. Maybe in 2 days we can give them something that they'll go home and maybe take some art lessons or go maybe take some reining lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll show them on horses. And if they like to ride, we've got our willing partner horses that are, you know, the one that we put quotes around is bomb-proof.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, as much as you can make a horse bomb-proof, we've got some really nice horses, as you know, Jamie, because you've seen them. Yeah. So we've got a lot of things that we can do, and we'll hang out and eat together and, you know, listen to some music together and just have a really good time.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like the perfect girls' weekend I'm in. Yeah, to take in our lesson with you, when if you guys are ever lucky enough to go to one of these nights of inspiration or go to one of the clinics or classes at Flag Is Up Farms and you get to go to the house, it is like an art museum in there. And you don't realize it until you start looking around. All of that art is Pat. I mean, you're from the pictures on the walls to the sculptures that are through the house, it's just a beautiful art museum. And it's like a Western art museum, and it was all Pat. So to be able to take a lesson from somebody like that, from somebody like Pat, would be just awesome. And then Debbie is one of the best storytellers, I think, aww, in the family. Just to listen to you talk about your mom and dad and the love that you have for the whole experience and the whole family, and that'd be so fun. And you love your area and where you grew up too. And listening to Debbie point out mountaintops, and that was where we did that, and that was where we did that. And mm-hmm. it's just a really neat thing to be sitting up in your house and to be looking over the farm and to hear all these wonderful stories, and to put, you know, when you read Monty's autobiography, to be able to put things together and to see the areas and to hear the stories from Pat and Debbie. What an awesome thing. And then to go wine tasting in one of the most beautiful wine growing valleys in the country. I mean, it's spectacular. Because I know that Debbie was telling me that that's kind of a bigger part of it. It's kind of important.
I don't know how we're going to do everything that we want to do in 2 days. So we're going to try and cram in a week in a 48-hour period of time. But I promise you, it is going to be fun, and just as fun for us as for everyone else.
Absolutely. Those are always fun. And we've got the racetrack, and we've got the experience that some people – I know, Jamie, you got to ride all your horses on the racetrack, which is a fun thing. It's a contained area. It's like having a huge arena surrounded by trees and deer. Don't forget the deer. You can watch those ducking in and out. And
Poor Edward. My horse will never be the same. I'm like, Debbie, I'm going to take Edward down to the track and I'm going to let him go. Okay, be careful. And I let him go at about the, like, coming around the final turn. Ping! Comes a deer. I don't think Edward's gone that fast sideways in his entire life.
Nor you.
Nor me. Yeah, I went the other way. But yeah, I mean, it's just such a beautiful place, and to be able to share it with you ladies, and to, I mean, definitely get inspired. Because I mean, I was so inspired by watching Pat ride. I even said when I left, and I said it on this show, Pat, that if I ever quit eventing, my next sport of choice is going to be reining. Because to be able to ride chrome and see you ride steel buns.
They're full brothers, and they're both terrific. And now we have Blackie home. Blackie was the one that was up in training and went to the Snaffle Bit Fraternity and made the finals a couple years back. And so I've got two horses to ride every day. And, you know, that's what gets me up in the morning. I really look forward to that. I think if I didn't have my horses to go out there and ride, I'd be a very sad person. Art's great, but every once in a while, you got to have a little bit of speed, you know, adrenaline rush.
I love it.
Well, where can
that's
people?
That's what I get with my Raiders.
Debbie, where can people find out about? Is there anything posted about the weekend, March 26th and 27th?
Yeah, thanks. No, those dates we just added for this actual show. So it'll be on the calendar, but watch the Facebook page, Monty Roberts' Facebook page. We are going to have a new price for 2016. It's our Jubilee year, so we're going to do $4.99 so people can find out about that. So go on the calendar page of MontyRoberts.com or call the phone number, the old-fashioned way, as Glenn says, 805-688-6288. That's 805-688-6288. And we'll have those new dates posted up there. March 26th and 27th is the weekend. We're also doing a Horse Sense for Leaders on the Friday, the 25th of March, too. Some people might come for both of those, but that is a more personal training and development on that weekend. So you have a little work on Friday, and then you go play on the weekend. It'll be fun.
But hopefully Not only they will play, but they'll take something home with them.
Okay, Mom. All right.
That's really important that we
yes, send, Mother. Home,
send them home with inspiration, not just ball play.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, that's true. Debbie, tell everyone about the Jubilee year.
Oh, yeah. That's I'm important. Excited about the Jubilee. We're doing a bunch of video for that, too, you guys. We'll have to talk about that throughout the year. But 2016 is the 50th anniversary, and we took a cue from the Queen, who did her Jubilee on her 50th year. You know, she has her 60th Jubilee, too. Who knew? But your 50th year, she keeps going. but the Jubilee will be every month we'll have a new video release of stories about historic places on the farm and historic changes.
Hey, Debbie, hold on. What is it? Yeah. A Jubilee of what?
Celebration of 50 years at the farm. It was founded in 1966.
Because I knew Monty was older than 50, so I was trying to figure out what the 50 years was for.
Farm.
Okay,
it's all about the farm. Flag okay. is up. So, Flag is up farms. The name Flag is up farms is like at the beginning of the races. You know, when all the horses are in the starting gate and they say, "And the flag is up," and they're off. That's where that name came, Flag is at Farms. And so it really was developed as a state-of-the-art thoroughbred farm in 1966. Mom and Dad built it with a partner, the money partner, and they were the horse people. And it's been continuously a thoroughbred training farm. But boy, we've sort of branched out from there over the last 50 years. So we thought we would celebrate all the things that have been done and we're doing on Flag is at Farms in 2016. So this is part of the celebration.
Oh my gosh. So is that the main barn there where my horses stayed? That mm-hmm. barn's almost 50 years old.
It is 50 years old. Yeah, because it was they were building. I know. What's old about that? What?
That just says something about construction. That place looked amazing. I can't be 50 years old. They used to build things right.
That's great. So people come visit.
It takes a lot of maintenance, you know, to keep it looking young and fresh and everything, but it's a labor of love, and we all, you know, we just enjoy our lives there. So, the landscape is, you know, as you know, is incredible. There wasn't but two trees on the flat between Buellton and Solvang when we first built in the spring of 66. And now I think Monty's planted something like 250,000 trees. I mean, you know, it's an oasis sort of. Even in this drought time, it's still green.
Well, Jennifer and I are looking forward to coming up in 2 weekends. We'll be there, and we'll be doing a Horses in the Morning show from there. So we're looking forward to that too. And we have to run now, but we will definitely keep in touch, and we'll let everybody know more details that when we find out about Wild is Wild at Heart. And we are certainly looking forward to seeing you guys in person at your place for a change. So that'll be a lot of fun.
And don't forget, everybody, come to Round Top, Texas.
That's right.
See the show.
And Debbie, I want the quietest willing partner's horse. Okay.
We got one just for you.
I understand you don't have carriages, so if I have to ride, you do have carriages.
We do. You can pull. You bet. You can drive all around Flag is at Farms.
But we'll put you on a that.
Yep.
They'll strap you in, Glenn. You'd be the horse.
We have seatbelts.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, that is what it sounded like. And I get to pull the carriage.
You get to pull it.
We'll see you guys in a couple
of
weeks.
Looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Nice talking to everyone. Right. Bye.
Bye, Pat. Bye, Debbie.
Bye,
Glenn.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know how far I'd get in that sand pulling a carriage.
I would love to be sitting in it with a big giant whip, but there are no whips on Flag is Up Farm, so you're in luck.
Hey, I got to. I accidentally. I think nope. We're good. I thought I hung up on our call-in studio. Oh. Well, that was fun. Are you thinking about heading over there in March?
I am, but I am thinking of heading there in March for the. Okay, this is the announcement, I guess. I'm going to try to get certified.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they have their first, I think it's in March, the first couple weeks of March. It won't be for the Wild at Heart. I can't leave the family that often in March, but I think I'm going to try to begin the certification, and there's a two-week intro course at the beginning of March.
Oh, so you have to suffer through another 2 weeks at Flag is Up Farm?
You know what? It's sad.
Poor you.
Yes, I know. I'm going to have to go there in March too, which is just going to be dreadful weather-wise, and spend 2 more weeks with Pat and Monty. Well, I don't think I think Monty's not even going to be there, so it'll have to be Pat and Debbie and I suffering it out through the course, and then. Then once you start that certification process, you have to actually continue to go back. So it's just sad, terrible.
And Chad has to go away occasionally for his work, right?
So, yes, yeah. Exactly. And Chad actually, and Lucas, we have the trailer with the living quarters, so they'll come out for, you know, a good half of it anyway. So it'll be fun. It's a little family vacation. They'll just leave me.
Well, you know what? And they're only about, what, 30 minutes away from the beach right there, too. So those two can go play at the ocean.
Telling you, just torturous. It's torture being out
there. I can't wait to see it. We haven't spent a whole lot of time in California, a little bit, but not a whole lot. And I'm looking forward to driving up the coast there. And actually, my nephew is at Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is right outside of Solvang. It's
no way.
Yeah. And so we're going to get together with him one night. So that should be fun. He's right there. He's only about 20 minutes away. I haven't seen him in a while since he joined the Air Force. So that should be a lot of fun.
Very cool. It's such a beautiful place. And like I said, you're just going to hate being there. It's torture.
And now that they said they have carriages and I don't have to get on a horse, because I already did my one ride this year at Disney. So
let me tell you something, Glenn. You're doing two rides because I don't have a carriage and you're trail riding.
I don't know if I trust any of your horses. That really concerns me.
We have the Duke.
That's don't a problem. Forget.
We have the Duke.
Okay. I want the one Chad rides. That's the one I want.
That's the Duke.
Okay.
All right. That's Chad's horse.
All right. I think that's probably safe then. Well, let's take a break for our song today. We have Kristen coming up from the Wacky World of Horses by Horse Nation. And that's because Leslie is over at some foreign country doing fun stuff. I think she was a Buklo. So she'll be back, I think, next week. But we have Kristen filling in today. And she has a bunch of great articles that they did over there that are kind of fun that we'll be talking about here in a minute. And we're going to be playing today a little I'm Gonna Fly by Casey Smith. Hey, everybody. Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network. I am with Debbie over at Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week. What do we have this week, Debbie?
Well, this week I want to talk about the Ovation Airform All-Purpose Clicket Girth, although it also comes
That's
in...
That's a big, long name.
Yeah, it also comes in dressage and other types as well.
Okay.
It's time to get in schooling. It's time to get back on the trail. And the thing about this girth that I find wonderful is that it has a spring load in the buckle so that it's so easy to adjust and so easy to adjust from the saddle, which oftentimes when you're on a trail ride, you're going to need to go ahead and adjust your girth halfway through. And this is so easy. All you do is reach down and the little spring form thing puts the little clicket thing in the hole and you don't have to get off and you don't have to worry about it. It's synthetic. It's hypoallergenic. All you have to do is hose it down. It's inexpensive. It's a schooling girth, but it comes in a lot of sizes that the other girths don't come in, all the way up to a 50 and a 60.
Wow.
Which you don't find. And I highly recommend it. My horse loves it. I had a hard time finding a comfortable girth for him for trail riding. I put this on it, and it's made a huge difference.
You've had a couple reviews, too, on your website. Holly says this girth is awesome. Tightening or loosening it from horseback is so easy. The price is great, too. Love it. This is around $40, people.
Mm-hmm, $39.95.
Yep, and that's the Ovation Airform All-Purpose Clicket Girth, and that is from EquestrianCollections.com. Just hop onto Equestrian Collections and type in Ovation Airform Girth, and you'll find it.
Been the shy and quiet type, biding my time until the time was right. Driving through life with one foot on the brake, missed every chance that I did not take. Now I'm gonna do whatever I please. No, nothing's gonna have a hold on me. body bling, a tattoo here or there, maybe some crazy thing. Not gonna be afraid, I'll stand up straight and tall. Made up my mind, I'm gonna do it all. I'm gonna do whatever I please. Yeah, no, nothing's gonna ever hold on.
Well, that was Casey Smith with I'm Gonna Fly. You can find all of her music at caseysmith.com, and the Casey spelled with a K. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings. And of course, Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And we are brought to you today by Omega Alpha Equine. You can find all of their terrific products at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Well, while we're waiting for our next guest to come up, Kristen from the Wacky World of Horses by Horse Nation, we have I have a couple of news stories here. One is we have to congratulate the U.S. eventing team for coming in second in the Nations Cup in Buccalo. That happens to be where Leslie headed off to. And they came in second and did a terrific job there. And actually, they kind of stole second place. Matt Brown came in sixth in that competition. As you would expect, England was in first in the Nations Cup competition over there. But we don't usually do very well overseas in this kind of competition. So it is a terrific thing, and we're so happy that that happened. So congratulations to them.
Fantastic. I know that it's definitely challenging going over there to Buccalo.
And actually, Leslie had a bunch of interviews. If you want to see those, just head to eventingnation.com and you'll find all of Leslie's interviews and articles over there about what happened at the Nations Cup.
But now, I got,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, do one more.
Is she ready? Okay, I got a news story for you, and this is Florida in action, baby. Florida in action. Do you know where Parkland is?
No.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale. This is near Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah. So just be careful when you hire barn help, especially in Florida.
Oh, no.
This guy, James Hutchison, 24 years old, was arrested on Tuesday because he was cleaning the stalls. He was hired to muck out the stalls of a barn and started punching a horse in the face because, quote, it wasn't listening to him. So he was arrested, and his bond is at $2,500. He was ordered to stay away from other horses or domesticated animals. And the horse is
he's allowed
just
to punch
fine.
The tiger and lion and alligator all he wants. But
right? Isn't that weird? And he's allowed to be near the animals in his own home, but he has to stay away from horses or other animals as well. He's not allowed to go in barns or stables either. So Amelia is recovering. She's just going to be just fine, probably a little head shy for a while. But this guy, I mean, thank God they had cameras. The cameras in the stalls caught him punching the horse in the face because it wouldn't, quote, obey his commands. That was it. So be careful in Florida. I mean, especially everywhere, but especially in Florida.
Yeah, especially in Florida.
It's a bunch of weirdos.
We agree. We agree. All right, let's do this. It's that time.
Horses, the ultimate frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
That's right. It is time for the Wacky World of Horses. And this week we have filling in Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you, too. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. Now, it looks like Leslie is just having a horrific time in Europe.
Oh, you know, she's always just running off and having the worst time in all of these fabulous locations. So.
Doesn't she ever let you go? You always have to stay home and actually do the real work while she's off playing.
Yeah, I guess, you know, behind every great woman is another woman running the show. I don't know. Someday.
Behind every great woman is a woman actually doing the work. That'd be Kristen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'll hear about that later.
Yes,
by listening in from the Netherlands going, what?
Well, you've been writing some great articles here lately, and we talked about the one last week about, you know, ways to kill your phone at the barn, and then you had a whole bunch of listeners. This was one of your most commented on stories, I think. A whole bunch of listeners decided to chipe in, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. We had 43 reader submissions, which is probably a record for any reader submitted comment anywhere. And they were pretty funny. There was, you know, some variations on a theme. There were a couple people who got kicked by ponies or babies and the phone took the blow, which was probably lucky for them. Too bad for the phone. Where was my favorite? Oh, I dropped mine on my horse's wet bran mash. It died and I took it to the store to see if they could do anything about it. And the guy opened the back and looked at the bran stuck inside and gave me the dirtiest look. It was then I realized that wet bran mash looks a lot like vomit to the uninitiated. So that's pretty good. I mean, you get the water submersion, and then you get to mess with the guy at the phone store. So,
but then that lady, same girl, Kara, said that it actually started to work a few days later.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. You know, I don't know how she dried it out, and maybe she tried the quinoa trick, like Jamie, which I thought was really funny last week.
Stick it in quinoa
works,
on the fridge.
You know?
Yeah,
whatever you have.
You know, I was surprised how many people lost their phones to their horses, thinking it was a treat and taking a chomp.
Impressive. There's nothing about a phone that screams like eat me. So
yeah, you know what I think it is, sure. And this is where we got into trouble, and Jennifer didn't realize it when she started this habit, was that we had an extra old phone case, one of the belt kinds, and so Jennifer started putting horse treats in it.
Dumb.
Now every time the horses see us with our phones to our belts, they go for that. And I can see that. Yeah, that was probably a mistake. Yeah.
As I say, you know, the belt clip, it looks super dorky, but that saved my phone. You know, it's right there. I don't have to worry about sitting on it or dropping it or getting it stepped on. So mm-hmm. I don't care if I look like a dweeb.
Me
I love
Glenn,
my little belt clip.
Glenn just realized that he might look dorky with a belt clip.
Yeah, I didn't know that before. Thanks, Kristen.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, you know.
He's a belt clip phone kind of guy, but yes. Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I have the freaking Samsung Note, which is about the size of a tablet. So yeah, you can't put it in your pocket. It ain't going in your pocket.
No, there's no way.
Now, a lot of people actually also, of course, water buckets are the biggest thing. I was surprised there were a few people that washed them in the washing machine. That's another reason I don't put them in my pocket.
Or do laundry.
Now, other thing is, don't you usually kind of check your pockets? Now, I'm not always good about putting my hand in the pocket to check it, but I at least squish, like, the pants to see if there's anything in there, especially money. That's what I'm always looking for. But I doubt I would put my phone in the wash.
I feel like I would notice.
Yeah.
I also know a guy who constantly got, like, you know, the big Carhartt onesie thing for working around his farm, and he's washed many phones in that, so it's got big pockets.
Yeah. I guess. But check your pockets, jeans, people.
I don't know. Yeah, that's public service announcement of the day.
Yes, check your pockets. Well, that was funny. There's a whole bunch more there. You can see them just heading on over to Horse Nation and look for 43 reader submitted ways to kill your phone at the barn. Now, tell us about Cowboys Try Eventing. We actually saw this last week, and there are videos for this, and it's hilarious.
It looks like so much fun. I wish that there was a local, and I think a lot of readers did too. A lot of people said, oh, we want to set one up like this near us. Because, you know, the most fun part, especially to an observer, I've never tried eventing, but cross country looks like the most fun in the world. So I would love to try it with my little Western horse. So Lorraine Jackson reported on this for us. This was in Utah. Where Lorraine lives, at the Skyline Eventing Park, and they hosted an Extreme Horseman's Challenge, where basically it looks like they set up like an extreme obstacle course and then turned all these cowboys loose on the cross-country course as well. So it looked like a ton of fun. There was, you know, some more eventer and English riders there as well. But yeah, it looks like everybody had a great time, and they all got to do the tail the cab thing into the water, which is really, you know, my life goal.
I looked at it though, and I'll tell you, you're a Western rider, correct?
Yes.
And what type of Western riding do you do?
I'll call it like trail and working ranch. Okay. I just ride around the cow pastures with the cows around. I wear a helmet though.
I was gonna ask.
A lot of these guys.
Yeah,
put a little disclaimer on that. Of course, we at Horse Nation recommend a helmet if you're going to be jumping over not moving obstacles. But, you know, I guess it is everyone's personal choice. So if they choose not to, that's up to them. But certainly I would mind my melon before I go do that myself.
I found it so disconcerting to look at the photos of the children jumping cross-country fences in a Western saddle.
I was actually impressed. I'm not impressed, is probably not the right word. But, yeah, I was amazed, I guess, that wasn't in the sign-up that anyone under 18 had to wear a helmet. But
my guess is their insurance company didn't know about it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they might now, because they certainly got a lot of attention on this article. So hopefully we didn't blow anybody's plan out of the water. But yeah, you should probably definitely put a helmet on your kids. And
it would have been funny to see in person, though. It really would have.
Yeah, some of these horses, I mean, I'm looking right now at this little bald-faced sorrel that's just launching into the water. You know, he's actually very, very cute. I'm sure somebody would want to put an English saddle on him and actually try him out. But yeah, some of these guys have some creative form.
Boy, they took some big jumps. They took some big jumps in those Western saddles, I gotta tell you. You gotta land right.
Yeah, I try to avoid anything quite like that, because they're not designed to jump in.
No, you gotta land correctly or it hurts.
And I'm definitely not afraid to grab a big old handful of mane if I suspect, you know, like there's a muddy ditch and my horse is about to launch over it. But if he doesn't jump like a jumper, he jumps like a cat, you know, with all 4 feet at once. So grab a little mane. Hope for the best.
Well, there you go. Cowboys Try Eventing. You can see the pictures. Just head over to Horse Nation. And now, I love when you guys do these. And that is 14 more equestrian problems according to Twitter. Tell us about it. I love these.
This is pretty funny, because I think the 140 characters really limits you. You know, you have to be pretty concise, and they're always very, very funny. You know, here's one that I think, you know, we've talked about a lot on Horses in the Morning. Yes, I am wearing weird clothes. No, I don't think the longer you stare at me, you'll figure out why I'm wearing them. Hashtag equestrian problem.
I like this one from the horse husband's point of view. When your friends don't want to carpool because your car smells like the barn and looks like a tack room.
Yep.
Yep.
That's true. My tack room is so nice and neat. My car is disgusting. That's the way it is. So, look, I may have not done well on that exam, but from where I'm from, low scores win. Hashtag. That's also an eventer problem and an equestrian problem. So we might see that on Eventing Nation as well. That's totally legitimate as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I like
low
this
score
one.
Win, so.
I like this one. Totally just got asked how many times I have to stop and let my horse out of the trailer to use the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Funny. I guess, you know.
I never heard that one before.
Nobody knows any better.
That's funny.
This is funny, though. The next one's pretty good, too. Talk dirty to me. The conversation on text message is, I'll give you the best backup you've ever had. The person says, oh, that'd be amazing. The other person says, oh, I'll give you what you really want. She says, $1 million, 7 Grand Prix horses, a private 20-stall barn with an indoor arena, and an unlimited supply of equestrian clothing. And the response is, yeah, that'll be my goal. So that sounds about right.
Yep.
But yeah, there's always a nonstop supply of equestrian problems, so I'm sure we'll do this one quite a bit, this column.
Here's one that only horse people will understand. Breathe in, breathe out, feel the DMSO at the back of your throat. That is truly one that only horse people would get. That's funny.
Ugh,
no, exactly. You can taste it now, can't you?
Yes.
Oh.
First thing in the morning.
That's funny. I never actually, you know, I only ever wait for you guys to do this, to go and do the search for equestrian problems, you know, pound equestrian problems on Twitter. And but then when you had the link in there, I clicked on it. There are a million people posting pound equestrian problems.
There's so many. I started adding my own, actually. I've started using Twitter more, and I have run into all sorts of equestrian problems this weekend. So,
well, here is one. Here is one that every equestrian has. I desperately need a new saddle, but I'm too poor. Equestrian problems. Yeah,
yep.
That's true. Yep. How about this one? There's standing wraps in my bathroom. Yep.
Probably. Speaking of wraps, I mean, hashtag equestrian problems is when you put all your polo wraps in the washing machine and then in the dryer, and then the ensuing 4 hours to untangle all of them.
Yes,
yeah.
A great big knot.
Hashtag
right. It doesn't matter if you stick the Velcro to itself. You know, they're always like, oh, put the Velcro on. It'll be fine. It's never fine. If someone could figure out a way to do that, they'd make $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Except not
exactly.
Really, because equestrians don't have that much money, but, you know,
a million equestrians have $1, though, so you figure it out.
Did you guys see the video going around Facebook yesterday of the horse in the field? It was a far-off video of the horse in the field just beating the crap out of its blanket.
Oh, my gosh. Hilarious.
He had his blanket in his mouth, and he was just, you know, it was not on his body. It was in his mouth, and he was just running down the field, throwing it, and he just was beating the crap out of it. It took me a minute to figure out what it was, didn't it, Jamie, because it was so far away?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, man, he has his blanket, and he doesn't like it.
No.
Not going to.
Definite equestrian problem.
Yes. Well, horsenation.com is where you can find all of the posts. There are a lot of terrific ones there. Head on over there and check them out. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, next week, do we have you back, or is Leslie home for a couple days, or what's the story?
I think Leslie is home. She probably has like a 2-day layover before she takes off to somewhere else, but I think she's back next week. So.
And you got to watch, too, because the Halloween, not only are Halloween costumes and things in the stores right now and decorations, they are showing up on Horse Nation. So the Halloween posts have begun. So you can check out the cool Halloween costume contests going on. And you have actually one going on right now, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We've teamed up with Good Rider. So they're offering a really nice prize this year. So check that out and send your photos in and you could win. So.
Very good. Sounds great. Thanks, Kristen.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. So I have a story here I wanted to talk to you about because it's just going to make you mad. Firefighters, we haven't had a rescue story in a long time. Firefighters rescue a horse that fell 60 feet into a Hollywood Hills ravine. So they get a call that this horse had fallen down this ravine 60 feet. It was on a narrow path. They don't know how it got out of its field. It didn't have a rider aboard. And the bottom line is they managed to rescue it with a helicopter and all kinds of stuff, get the horse out. And oh, by the way, the horse is fine. So how is it that this horse manages to fall down a 60-foot ravine, probably tumbling the whole way and not hurt itself? And we have our horses like yours, for instance, your giraffe, Norman, who decides to get a little quarter-inch cut and is lame for a month. Yet this horse can fall down a 60-foot ravine and not have any trouble.
He's totally fine. Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. It's just
why
ridiculous.
Is that? Why is it the horses that never get hurt are not ours?
I know. I don't know.
Our horses step on a rock and they have a bruise for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then blue bruise then festers into an abscess, which then blows out of the coronary band because even though you soaked it for 2 weeks straight in warm water and Epsom salts, it's ridiculous.
Speaking of which, how is Norman?
So I thought he was doing better, actually. And so I let him I finally decided I was going to kind of ignore him. I mean, aside from flushing his little knee out and doing all that, I'm going to quit hyper judging. I'm so judgy. I'm like, okay, what does it look like today? I'm like, might as well measure the swelling, you know? I thought, I'm going to let these 28-day antibiotics do their work. I'm just not going to get upset. I'm just going to let it happen and see what happens. And so I thought he looked better. And then yesterday I went out and I'm like, oh, he looks worse. I'm like, and now he's been on stall rest for so dang long. He's crazy. And he's like a little adjacent paddock, but he's gone crazy in there. So I started putting him out when all the other horses are in. So he spent all night outside last night and he only ran for about 10 minutes and Chad was like, he'll stop. He's out of shape. And lo and behold, he stopped because he's out of shape. So yeah, we shall see. I haven't been out there this morning, but he's walking around. And that's what's weird, Glenn, is he's never been lame a day. Just pussy and giant swollen leg. Huh. That he has to drag because it's so swollen.
Isn't that interesting? And it's funny that he's not been lame.
No, well, not lame.
Well, over in England, some strange things happen sometimes. And the Telegraph reported that Tesco is their big supermarket over there. This was in Ireland, actually, in County Galway. So Tesco is their big supermarket over there. And what looks like a gypsy decided to ride his horse into the Tesco. And
oh, no.
Of course, thanks to social media, there are many pictures of this guy and Reddit, a lot of pictures posted on Reddit of this guy riding his horse into the Tesco, which is a gypsy banner. And they do have a problem. They call them the travelers over there. And they do have a problem with them doing some weird stuff. And my guess is that alcohol was involved. That would be my guess.
That's some drinking going on right there.
Now, apparently, according to Tesco, that they did not find him and that no charges have been filed and that everything was fine. There was no damage caused, except quite a stir with the Tesco shoppers.
Yeah, I would imagine. Now, I thought you were going to give the story of another thing going on over in England. Actually, this was in England, in Dorset. Elvis, bless his little heart. The article title is from Horse Talk. It's Elvis is all shook up by ordeal and swimming pool. And then the first line, Elvis has left the pool. That's the word from British firefighters who came to the aid of not one, yes, two horses who fell into a swimming pool.
Oh, that's a first. We've never had two at a time.
I was surprised that you didn't come up with it. Elvis and an unnamed equine companion went for an unscheduled dip yesterday in a pool in Factory Lane, Duntish, near Sherborne. Dorset fire and rescue crews sent from there and, oddly enough, from pool, were there to save the two equines out of the pool and successfully hauled the pair to safety. And by the way, they're totally fine. Why wouldn't they be?
So
they're not
what?
Our horses.
Do you think they both ran in at the same time, or one of them ran in and the other went, oh, that looks like fun, and then went in after?
Now, this is not a bright and sunny, beautiful swimming pool. This is like black, murky, leaves on top, kind of like you probably could fall in by accident. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
so they both probably went into the same.
Or it had a tarp over it. They can't really tell.
Yeah, I think that's what gets a lot of the ones here in the United States is the tarps.
Yeah.
The horse says, oh, I can walk on that. Psh.
I love it. Elvis has left the pool. Elvis has left the pool.
You have a horse named Elvis. You know he's either going to get one of two things, in trouble or fat. That's one of two things is going to happen. I apologize to all the Elvis fans. But he did have
all one of you,
yeah,
Dad.
All one of you that likes Elvis.
Dad.
He did have his fat face. We have to, you know, he did. I'm sorry. It just happened.
It's all good. You've been there. You've been to Elvis's house.
Yeah, that's right. All his peanut butter sandwiches and bananas and stuff. All right. Well, let's call it a day. Tomorrow, we have Karen doing the endurance episode tomorrow. So that should be a lot of fun. You can stop by then. And then Wednesday, Jamie will be back. So you definitely want to be here for the entire week of programming we have for you this week. Of course, I think toward the end of the week, we're going to be starting to talk a little bit about a certain race coming up. And we'll be chatting a little bit more about
starting
that.
Starting to talk about it? Everybody's exhausted.
You know, I always say, because we always think about the classic, but I should say races coming up, because it is two full days of races.
Yeah.
At the Breeders' Cup. And I haven't found out. I'm going to ask Reese exactly what their plans are to see if they are going to do tailgating, that we could get her on the air.
Reese is riding in the sixth race.
Oh, is
on
she?
The four course. Oh, pretty sure.
Yeah, okay, good. They're going to be doing a lot of pee offs and flying changes. Those things you do when you're on a horse, you know, flying changes. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. We appreciate you being here.
All right, everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld. And ha and underbar dag.
I don't want to know.